teenaged boy pushes a mower over the lawn of a house on New Hope Road in Rogers. But it isn't his home, and he's not mowing because his parents sent him out to do so. This building houses the Teen Action and Support Center, and he's working to earn some community service hours. Helping teens earn those hours is just one of the programs the Teen Action Center provides. The center was founded in 2005 because of the huge need for teenagers in Northwest Arkansas. A group noticed that there weren't many programs targeted toward them. Heather Paul, a teenager at the time, was on the youth board of that founding group. She's now director of the center, but as a teen utilized its services. She says she was going through some things and needed the extra support. She was able to get that support through the center's founder, Dawn Sprague. Here's Heather Paul.
And she was just a huge support and encouragement, someone really uplifting during that time that I could lean on that was outside of my family, because sometimes you just need to talk to someone outside of your family. And just the trajectory that she was helping me to get on is what I want to give back to kids, just to encourage them, let them know if they're going through a hard time that it's going to be all right. And we're all backing you. We're all here supporting you. We want you to succeed.
Affordable and accessible counseling is just one of the teen needs the center addresses, offering a free counseling program from their quieter location on Poplar Street. Heather says families are welcome too. The center also has Mary's Closet for teens in need of basic items like clothing, toiletries, school supplies. The basics to make their teenage lives feel a little more normal. For whatever reason, their lives are a bit tumultuous. One of those hurdles could be teen parenting. The center also has a resource program for them, offering items such as diapers, wipes, formula, in order to remove some of the financial constraints they could be facing.
We want them to finish school and finish it strong. And a lot of times, their focus can't be put on school because they have to get a job in order to pay for these resources. And while we think it's great for them to have jobs, we really want them to finish school in order to provide the best success in the future.
They also offer education and counseling through this program. The Teen Action Center serves most of its 500 teens through the in-service program. They found that teens need opportunities to perform community service, so they remove the barriers such as inconvenient hours due to school or adult supervision.
And we have in-service coordinators that plan projects throughout Northwest Arkansas. We work with individuals and other nonprofits that are needing volunteer efforts. And so then we get the kids rounded up from schools who are needing community service hours to complete club certifications, to round out their resumes for college. If they've gotten a speeding ticket or they've gotten in trouble with the court system and they have to complete service hours, then they can come through us too.
Heather says they do a wide variety of volunteer work, from doing yard work here or for an elderly disabled woman, babysitting at another organization, working with horses at a charity youth ranch, packing snack packs, or disaster relief.
So the bulk of our kids are here just to give back to Northwest Arkansas. And it's so cool. I think teens get kind of a bad rap sometimes. They don't get full credit for the passion that they have for their community. But teens are coming here ready to give back, ready to dig in, and they love to see those who are affected by their positive actions.
Heather herself could be called a success story. But one teen she has seen grow through the center's programs comes to mind for her.
One of them was really cool. She just wrote a story up for Peekaboo magazine, and she's been with us for a few years. She started out doing counseling and had just a really rough family history and had a lot of things to work through. So she did that for a couple of years. She ended up getting pregnant as a teenager, so she used our First Steps resources as well. And so now I really just love thinking about it because she's independent, she's living on her own, she's raising her son, she has a great job, she's paying for her own place, and I've been working with her recently to get out of debt. She's got some hospital debt and she's paying off her car, and she's just really making great strides. I mean, she knows that she has to be independent, she knows that these are things that have to be done when you become an adult, and even though her path has been a little bit different, she's just excelling and has been such an encouragement that things are going well.
The center funds these success stories through donations. Their largest fundraiser is the Tour de Fun. This running and biking event will take place this Saturday with races of varying length. For the first time in the event's seven-year history, they will have a little tyke ride just down at downtown Rogers Street for ages 3 to 7. There's a 5K walk, run, stroll, along with 10K, 50K, and 100K bike rides.
The 50K and the 100K start in downtown Rogers, and then they head east. So they go through Hobbs State Park. The 50K is a turnaround, and then 100K makes a loop. So it goes through Hobbs, through Hinesville, and then back up through Springdale. And that one is it's not for the faint of heart, but it's really fun. And the 50 and 100 are both beautiful scenic routes. And this year we're going to have extra safety personnel. We've got the sheriff on board, the police department's on board, the Hobbs State Security on board. So it's just going to be a really safe and fun event.
At the events taking place in downtown Rogers, a DJ will be playing music. There will be a kiddie area along with some ice cream. And for distance riders taking off at 6:45 a.m., fruit and breakfast items. Events will end around noon. Heather Paul is the director of the Teen Action and Support Center. For information on this Saturday's Tour de Fun, visit teenaction.org. This is Ozarks at Large.